Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward. Giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start. Because where you start matters.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Now, back to the guys.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI.
It's a Patriots Friday here on Jones and Keefe. We're taking your phone call, 617-779-7937. A variety of topics. Diana Russini says that Jerod Mayo needs to have a strong coaching performance.
Good
so
luck.
I wouldn't hold my breath on.
No.
To save his job. Over these
That's why they play the games, Jones.
That is why they play the games. You're not wrong. Celtics last night, I feel like everything we were bitching about the last 2 days was on display.
Yeah.
Their poor shot selection, too many threes in the NBA, and they lose last night with Mazzulla getting ejected. You can jump in on that. You can also discuss the Red Sox, their latest signing. What's his name again?
Patrick Sandoval. Lefty coming off of Tommy John.
Good in the World Baseball Classic.
That's what we heard.
Yeah.
And could be ready for the second half.
Could be. Fingers crossed.
Like James Paxton many moons ago.
Liam Hendricks.
Yeah. We never saw Liam Hendricks.
I think
or
we did.
Paxton that year.
I think we saw Liam Hendricks last... Oh, the first year.
No, oh, no. We haven't seen him at all.
No, we've never seen Liam Hendricks.
Did we? He never pitched last year?
I don't believe so.
He just did
he
a million interviews.
To, and
we
then
interviewed
they were
him.
Out of it. So
he got out of my
great guy. Yeah, we talked to him. He's a fun
awesome
guy to talk to.
Dude,
never
but...
pitched, huh?
No.
Nope.
Well, there you go.
No.
We'll see if this guy can break that trend.
Yeah.
But you can jump in on all of it. Plus the free kick from last night, real quick.
That's fun.
John's in the car on the free kick on Thursday Night Football. Go ahead, John.
Free kick talk.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Yeah, from what I understood, there was a penalty, a defensive penalty at the end of the half with no time left. So they got...
You got an untimed
they
down.
They got the extra rights, and then they get to decide how they want to deal with it.
Yeah, so it was basically
free kick is one of those.
It was a fair catch interference.
Right.
I think it was all of that perfect scenario where they got the untimed down at the end of the half. But it was a fun little thing.
Because I bet originally when they punted, they're thinking, all right, they're not going to be in field goal range, even if they fair catch it. But then when you tag on the penalty,
you see Sean Payton after the game. Sean Payton's like, oh, yeah, we knew that. We practice that all the time.
Practice it all the time?
I'm like, come on, dude.
Seems like a waste of time.
Come on,
you practice that all the time.
Harbaugh clearly knew it because his team did it, and he tried it a decade ago when he was with the Niners.
Yeah, right.
Harbaugh knew it. You sure you knew it? And you practice it all the time?
Maybe.
Something tells me
it is his job.
We'll get to our that's true. We'll get to our year in review. You think Mayo knows it? It's his job too.
I do not.
Something tells me Mayo doesn't know it.
I do not.
We'll get to our year in review coming up about 20 minutes from now, so stay tuned for it. In the meantime, as we do every Friday, we have a 4-pack of questions for the Patriots and the Bills. What's our first question, Billy?
All right, if you could take one player off the Bills and give it to the Patriots, who would it be?
Josh Allen.
I mean,
we love Drake May, but I mean, that's the one guy. So let's play. What if we did not Josh Allen?
Okay.
Because he's... You know, maybe some people would have paused. You're like, you got Drake May on his rookie deal. But like, no. Josh Allen is the guy. So
after him, it's kind of funny because they're a great team and they're a Super Bowl favorite. They're not loaded with like obvious choices. I might go Greg Rousseau off their.
So that's a great pick.
Defensive line.
Ed Oliver.
Yeah, like one of their D linemen, like first round pick guys from a couple years ago. Rousseau's like 24 years old. He's young. So I'd probably go with him. But they're not loaded with like all pros.
No, and they've even lost like. Well, are they getting back Poyer? Why am I blanking on the other
Jordan
safety?
Poyer?
No, Poyer's gone, but the other one's coming
Micah
back.
Hyde?
He's like on their practice squad.
Yeah.
So like even their great safeties for a long time.
Those guys are
long gone.
Milano hasn't played a lot this year.
Yeah, I mean,
Damar Hamlin is like one of their starting safeties.
Yeah, it's Allen. And we've
have we
taken another quarterback off a roster all year long? I'm not sure we have.
Probably not.
Before Drake May, yes.
The answer is...
Oh, yes, true.
Well, yeah, that's true.
When Brissette was starting.
We're picking him like every week, maybe.
Yeah, it was Aaron Rodgers for the Jets. I remember that one.
Burrow.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't take Rodgers off.
No,
it's maybe
Keith
he
did. Definitely
yeah. I might have.
I'd
probably take Garrett Wilson though, for the thought.
But, yeah, we haven't done this much. You hope Drake May is like a poor man's Josh Allen.
Correct.
That's
so
what you're praying.
You have to take him, then you figure you can trade Drake May.
You are
Josh
praying
Allen.
That yeah. Drake May is a poor man's Josh
right.
Allen, so you take Josh Allen, the real thing.
Yeah.
I think that one's pretty easy. It's a good question after that. I like Shakir a lot. Like, I think he'd be like a fun slot receiver here, but that's not like a guy you're knocking people over to go take.
No.
We talked about Amari Cooper when he got dealt earlier this year.
James Cook
is a nice back.
Do they have better tight ends? The Pats? Dalton Kincaid and Dawson Knox?
Maybe. Kincaid's good.
Yeah, but so is Hunter Henry.
Maybe.
Close, right?
If it's a tight end game, the Patriots might win.
But even like
if
the
it comes down to the tight ends this weekend, the Patriots probably still lose.
And once again, goes
they
to
might
show
cover.
You the very painfully obvious how the quarterback can change everything because their overall skill group on paper, not impressive. Like zero Pro Bowlers.
If you gave,
James Cook's been good, but like.
If you gave Jacoby Brissett, I think May could get something out of that skill group.
Yeah.
But if you gave Jacoby Brissett that skill group, you're getting
nothing.
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 So we both take Josh Allen. That's pretty easy. What else we got, Billy?
What Bills jersey, past or present, would you want most?
What do you got?
Don Beebe?
Don Beebe?
I like Don Beebe.
I'd go Andre Reed.
Steve Tasker. Ooh, I like
Andre Reed was sick.
Alex Van Pelt mentioned Andre Reed yesterday.
Did he? Oh, maybe I'll go Alex Van Pelt. walking around with a Vid Pelt jersey? Andre Reed was nasty.
Andre Reed was great.
Yeah.
Hall of Famer? I think he is in the Hall of Fame, right?
Yeah.
Should he be?
Yeah. No?
I mean, I don't even have Moss in mind. Andre Reed didn't win anything.
7-time Pro Bowler right in a row.
Yeah.
Stats were a little different back then. He only had 4,000-yard receiving seasons.
That's not great.
But that was a different time.
It was. They were handing off to Thurman Thomas.
He played in 85 to 2000.
Yeah.
He had 13,000 career receiving yards.
None of us are taking Thurman Thomas. You know what I liked on the Bills very much more recently?
Bryce Pop.
Bryce Pop, good one.
Nice player.
He'd get after the quarterback.
Daryl Talley.
Nice.
Dude, Daryl Talley, didn't he wear like the Spider-Man, like before Under Armour was even a thing?
Yeah.
He had
the
full
sleeves
that looked like Spider-Man. And I'm like, damn, that guy's good.
That was pretty sweet.
I think that was Daryl Talley.
I think you're sleeping on Don Beebe a little bit.
I am.
$6.99 one year.
Fast asleep. I'm having a good snooze.
You know what I liked? I like Fred Jackson when he was on Buffalo.
What about Mark Kelso? He wore like the extra helmet.
Yeah.
Remember?
He was only there a couple of years, but a Takeo Spikes one would be sick.
Oh, Takeo Spikes was a good
one. Wasn't he ripping the Bills recently for like,
probably.
They put me in a suite, like, and it was like a Fenway seat where you were like behind a beam. He's like, this is the suite they put me in? I
Nobody
played
had
for this
a
team.
Thicker neck than that guy.
Well.
I don't think a thicker neck?
Ted?
Ted Johnson.
That's a big neck.
Ted Johnson, Takeo Spikes doing the Spider-Man beam.
if you had a neck off, which I would not look up on a work computer.
No.
It extended like past the helmet.
It did. It was wider than his head.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I can't get my helmet on, coach. Why? It doesn't fit your head? No, my neck my neck won't let it in.
I don't think.
That was Takeo Spikes.
V-necks only. He can't wear a standard shirt.
No,
I don't think Ted's.
Couldn't get his neck through it.
Ted's neck doesn't go outside of his ears.
It might. When he played, that man had a neck.
He also played at a time where the shoulder pads were 5 times the size that they are now. So it just was like, this is like Jack guy. Had to walk sideways through doors.
Imagine having those shoulder pads like Brian Cox and then like an ironing board on top of it.
Yeah. Let me tell you though, Fred Jackson I liked a lot. Only 1,000 yard season for Buffalo. Nice player.
Yeah. Who else we missing here?
Bruce Smith. We didn't mention him.
Yeah.
How'd we miss that?
Bledsoe.
How'd we miss? Oh, Bledsoe. I said Peerless Price yesterday. Yeah, no Jim Kelly. I mentioned Thurman Thomas. No love for that.
No J.P. Lossman.
J.P. Lossman.
J.P. Lossman.
I like Fitzpatrick when he was there for a stretch.
Willis McGahee, Marshawn Lynch, before Lynch got good.
Oh, yeah, that's where Marshawn Lynch was drafted.
Yeah.
Good call.
It was weird. It didn't work out there. And then he was, like, nasty after
he
left.
He was good there, but it didn't.
No, I don't think he was.
Was he not?
He was good against the Patriots one year. I remember that vividly.
Get out of my face. He wasn't good there?
1,000 yards.
Yeah, back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons, and then they traded him.
Yeah, but look what he did in Seattle.
Well, yeah. He got better. Well, yeah, we had 1,000 yards, 7 touchdowns, 1,000 yards, 8 touchdowns. That's good.
Yeah, he's a good player.
Yeah, good player.
Right.
Okay. What else, Billy?
Will the Bills win the Super Bowl this year?
No.
I'm also a no.
They got Buzzard's luck.
It pains me to say it.
They got Buzzard's luck. I still don't think I could take them over the Chiefs. And the way it's going right now, the game would be in Kansas City. And then I think whoever is remaining between Detroit and Philly, depending on like how that road goes, I might take them too. And it's a lot of what we were just talking about. Josh Allen is incredible. He is the MVP of the league. After that, like you're looking up and down, you're like, man, like they're a good team, but I'm not really entirely sure why. I don't love Sean McDermott. So I think Allen can get him to the conference championship once again. But right now, I think I'll pick somebody else.
So who would you pick?
Right now, Chiefs.
Yeah. I want to say Lions, but they...
So do I, but they just lost injuries.
Well, they just lost to Buffalo. Like, how am I going to sit here and tell you the Lions when they just lost to Buffalo?
Well, yeah, there's that too, but they're also not
they're
full
banged
strength.
Up.
If they had Aiden Hutchinson and David Montgomery and some of the other guys on defense that they lost, yeah, sure, but...
Right. This is not... I don't need to pick a team. This is really Bills or the field.
No.
Are they winning or is someone else
field.
Winning? I would also take the field. I would. I would love to pick the Bills. It'd be fun to watch them win it, but I don't have a great feeling about them. All right, Billy, what's our last one?
First thoughts when you hear Buffalo Bills.
Okay, it's got to be their crazy fans. That's
Bills Mafia?
That's what I think of. Bills Mafia jumping through tables.
It's still, to me...
Like, you know, throwing...
throwing what? Marital devices?
Yeah, thank you. That's exactly the word I'm looking for. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Throwing those onto the field in Buffalo. Their Zubaz pants. That's what I'm thinking of. The Bills Mafia.
I still think of... I mean... 4 straight Super Bowl losses.
Losing them in a row.
They're like, anytime a team gets there and loses, like the New England Revolution would get to the... Seriously. They're
just like
to,
them.
They're like, oh, like the Bills. Like when people immediately compare you to the team that did that. People try to make the Braves of the 90s like that. You're like, no, they won one. So they're not like the Bills.
No.
Like that's just so insane to make 4 consecutive Super Bowls and lose them all. And you had a close game in there, but for the most part, you're getting pantsed.
Thurman Thomas losing his helmet.
Didn't check into the game on time. Didn't start the game because he lost his helmet.
Can't even find his helmet.
Not sure you guys were ready to go.
Speaking of guys hustling around the field, Don Beebe was chasing down Leon Lett in one of those Super Bowls. They're down like 40 points.
What a loser play, though.
I feel Don Beebe was constantly falling on the top of
hang
his
on.
Head.
Hang on. Loser play by Don Beebe?
Yes.
No, loser play by Leon Lett.
Dude, game's over.
That's why you didn't like my Don Beebe.
I didn't like
that pick.
No, but that was a weird Super Bowl.
That guy was hustling his nuts off.
I didn't root for either team because you had the loser kids at school that were like Cowboys fans, and you're like, you're not a Cowboy fan. And then you're like, I don't like the Bills either
because
they just smoked the Pats.
You got that Super Bowl 2 years in a row.
No, I know. And I didn't like either team. It was a weird one to be in.
What were those scores?
One of them was legit was like 56-14.
It was like, yeah,
or something like that.
52-14, something like that.
Yeah, it was a beatdown.
As I effort those scores...
I think it's the 4 Super Bowls. There's also just the run. Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. I was just saying.
Oh, Lauren Molloy.
Popular Bills players. Noah mentioned Lauren Molloy.
Good one.
Not very popular as that was playing out in real time here.
No, that was frustrating.
Yeah. Okay, ready? Cowboys Bills were 52-17 and then 30-13. That was closer.
30-13 is still not that close.
Yeah, but I thought it was a bigger beatdown than that.
No, one of them was just. And they smoked him. The Giants one obviously was the closest one. Scott Norwood missed.
That was the beginning, though, right? And then you had the Washington one in the middle. Yeah. That was the beginning of the Super Bowl really not being competitive for most of our childhood.
No, and then the Rams Titans kind of changed the game on us.
Yeah,
came down to the last yard, and then every game the Patriots was in.
Yeah,
they helped it.
Yeah,
they only played good games.
Not many blowouts there. 617-779-7937. You can jump in on Jones and Keefe, and we'll get to our year in review next.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports.
With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
No matter where you work from these days,
take Jones and Keefe with you on the Odyssey app.
Favorite WEEI. It's certainly been a week.
Yeah, why don't you feel him out here, Keith?
Here's some of the best.
Get the chainsaw!
There's a whale at the compound! Get the chainsaw! Get everybody pile in the minivan. Chainsaw. We're going.
And worst...
You guys were as bad as the announcers.
It's Jones and Keefe's Week in Review.
The guy sucks! Get him out of here!
On WEEI.
All right, we'll do you one better. How about a year in review?
Wow.
And by year in review, I mean last week of August on.
That's when this show started.
Fall in review. Fall plus 2 weeks.
Fall and a little bit of winter.
Yeah.
I know it's not. Is it technically winter today or tomorrow? What's the first day of winter?
21 is the solstice, right?
Okay.
Yeah, so it's tomorrow.
Shortest day
of the year tomorrow.
Okay.
I believe.
Well, a little snow out there right now. So here are some of the best moments from the program. And this starts with a Kiefer Madness story that, unfortunately, we have not gotten a lot of updates on. But let's introduce you to the porch pooper.
You probably heard of porch pirates, but what about porch poopers? Don't know any other way to say it. Right now, LMPD is looking for a man who has been using the bathroom on Louisville homeowner's porch all week long. Ward Jollis tracked down the homeowner and spoke with him about being targeted by a porch pooper. Listen, a warning. While we won't show you everything,
okay.
Some may be grossed out by this video.
Most should be.
It all started with this. Sunday night, a young man in a red shirt walks up to one Louisville home well after midnight and begins peering inside. The homeowners have no clue. After a few seconds, the man runs away in his socks and disappears into the night. But the next night, he returns and leaves a horrific surprise.
Tuesday morning, I went up to my front porch and noticed this, what I thought was a cat poop.
Nope. The homeowner, who wishes to remain anonymous but who we'll refer to as Jim, then checked his doorbell camera and realized it was no cat at all.
And it turned out to be a person. And not only did he defecate, but he also urinated on our welcome
mat. What's even more disturbing is that the man returned a third time the very next night. Jim got an alert on his phone and tried to confront him, but the man was already gone.
You have no idea who this guy is or why he's doing this.
I have no idea. We're good neighbors. We, you know, keep to ourselves. We behave ourselves, and I can't imagine that somebody would want to do some kind of retribution.
Jim has now filed 3 police reports for each night his home has been targeted, but so far, no arrest. Just a big mess he's now forced to clean up.
I'm relieved that he's not violent or he's not trying to force entry.
He's relieved. Yeah.
He's just doing his deed, but it's very disconcerting and disturbing.
In Louisville, Ward Jollis, Wave News.
He's like, my name is James, but please don't say that on the news. Okay, we'll call you Jim.
Okay, Jim.
We're going to call the man Jim.
Jimbo.
Wouldn't it just be John Doe? Like, no, it's Jim. Jim's fine.
What a story.
Like, yeah, that, porch like, pooper. That like, had everything.
And I remember
how good that one was.
No, me too. I remember the porch pooper. I remember that. I did not remember how good the news report was.
It was very detailed.
I didn't remember that.
Thought it was a cat poop. Wasn't.
I like the anchor being like, some people are going to be grossed out.
Warning! This could be considered gross.
We're not going to show you everything.
It's for sure gross.
Somewhere somebody's like, damn.
Yeah, the first lady?
We're not going to show you everything.
Yeah.
Somebody's like, oh, come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on. They got nothing on the news anymore that I want to see. Yeah, that was a good one. Oh, when he mentioned the cats and stuff, do you know what my dog was eating yesterday?
Cat scat.
No, a rabbit.
Oh.
Yeah, I looked outside.
That's an odd transition. But yeah.
He's eating a bunny.
Speaking of cats, my dog was eating a rabbit.
So I was looking out woodland critters that are in my backyard. We have like a long history of this. So I'm staring outside, and he's doing the thing where it looks like he's like his head's going up and down. You're like, he's not just sniffing.
He's into something. Yeah.
So I'm like, great. So I got to go out there. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like all excited. He's like flying around the backyard. And I'm like, what is it? Rabbit foot.
Oh, boy.
He's gnawing on a rabbit foot. Oh, so now it's only a matter of time until he gets worms.
Yeah,
that's
probably
happened before.
Oh, that,
I think what happened is
that happened before.
Yeah, you got worms. That's what we're gonna call it. I got worms. They said worms once. Consider him lucky.
Yeah,
you know he's got a nice big backyard. He can go around. There's all kinds of nonsense out there. And so one time, I think what must have happened was these hawks come down and like eat these rabbits.
I'll drop something in.
They like to eat the brains. They yeah. like to eat the, so they leave like carcass sometimes.
It was like the fish at the old radio station. It was like
100%.
Yeah, I told you about that.
So I look out there and I'm like, what the hell is that? The little furry bunny foot. And you just gnawing on it. I'm like, oh, this is disgusting. Throw it over to the fence into the neighbor's yard.
What?
What are you laughing at?
So you said a worm infested porch poop would be real tough.
Who knows?
Yeah.
But that's what I was saying. Like, how do they not have this guy in cuffs within the hour?
He's still at large.
There is a tremendous amount of DNA left on the scene. I don't know how you don't have this guy in cuffs.
That's not a great criminal, or is he?
Yeah, maybe he is.
Or is he? So the porch pooper's still alive.
Let's play one more.
Yeah.
We'll do more next hour as well. This was a great game of ours. Who said it? Celtics head coach Joe Mazzulla or a real-life serial killer?
Wow,
all right. Quote today. Number two. The word defend is a very passive-aggressive term. You go back to the animal kingdom. Some of the strongest animals don't defend. They're the most aggressive, and they attack the most. End quote.
Ooh, serial killer.
No, sorry, that was head coach Joe Mazzulla. Next quote. We're all villains in someone's eyes.
Serial killer.
No, sorry, that was head coach and NBA champion Joe Mazzulla.
We're all villains in someone's eyes.
Yep. If the blue meanies are going to get me, they'd better get off their asses and do something.
Joe Mazzulla.
Sorry, that would be the Zodiac Killer. That was the Zodiac Killer said that.
The Blue Meanies. That was Joe Mazzulla famously about the New York Knicks.
Here we go. Quote, when this monster entered my brain, I will never know, but it is here to stay. How does one cure himself? I can't stop it. The monster goes on and hurts me as well as society. Maybe you can stop him. I can't.
Serial killer.
Whoa! Way to go. That was Dennis Rader, the BTK.
What does that stand for?
Bind, torture, kill.
Oh, boy.
This is winner-take-all spot in the Jones and Keefe Ring of Honor. Quote, oh, in this hole lives the wicked king.
Joe Mazzulla.
No. Sadly, Al, that was the son of Sam, David Berkowitz. Hey, great stuff, Al. I think you are the winner.
Okay.
You're the most right. That was good. We actually brought that game back, and we tweaked it on Halloween. We did Joe Mazzulla or a horror villain.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it went just as well.
Yeah, it did.
It was a good time.
I just like that in this hole lives the blue meanie. Somebody,
Mazzulla?
I thought that was Joe Mazzulla.
Yeah, but after last night,
no, it's, like, it's all in play.
They're all Mazzulla. They're all Mazzullas. The guy is fantastic.
Yeah, we might have to bring back another round of that game.
I think so. More of these quotes are going to be piling up, so we'll be good.
Maybe a Who Said It with Mayo maybe is one we should do as well. We could work that in. If you missed the Mayo Holiday album earlier today, it wasn't quite year in review worthy yet. Not yet.
No.
Happy Friday.
Yeah. There was that. We'll play that for you again next hour. Mayo did speak to the media today. He's coaching for his job. Which I think most of us probably could assume. Diana Rossini reported last week he's safe. Today, not so much. So we'll get to all of that coming up next.
Hey, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football is hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.